Well, you may have heard this, that AOC has been delisted from the Board of Justice Democrats. That's in the wake of this controversy with her campaign manager and handler and sugar daddy, because Saikat Chakrabarty, and I say sugar daddy in a way that he provides money, and that's all I mean by that, before anybody gets all offended with my behavior. If I'm going to offend you, let me do it on my own terms, is my point. At any rate, there's a lot of question about nearly $1 million being sent back and forth between a campaign and a political action committee, which is not legal. Phil Kirpin here, president of American Commitment to sort it out. Phil, welcome back.
Hey, Steve. Great to be with you.
So when you're a vendor working for both campaigns and you've got PACs and you've got $1 million flying around, I mean, something about this, I mean, at first I thought, well, they're just going after AOC because they don't like her because she's a, you know, what she is, right? A big target. But this looks like a legitimate problem.
Yeah, it's a major problem. First of all, I mean, the idea that a New York congressional campaign would have its campaign headquarters office in Knoxville, Tennessee is really bizarre on its face. How does her opponent, Joe Crowley, not notice that and, like, mention it before the election is another thing.
Well, it could be, like, he was clearly, Crowley was asleep at the wheel.
Yeah, obviously. Anyway, so, you know, she's got her campaign headquarters in Knoxville, Tennessee. The same building where her campaign headquarters is was also the headquarters for another dozen, you know, socialist, Democrat primary challengers, although all of them lost. But it was also the headquarters for this PAC, the Justice Democrats PAC, and it was also the headquarters for an LLC, a for-profit, Brand New Congress LLC. And the $1 million went from her campaign and from the PAC into this LLC. There's no disclosure on how it was spent or where it went. So at a minimum, you've got a reporting violation. But if that's all there was, it would be relatively minor. The problem for her where it gets...
Hold on, though, Phil. Let me just point out the obvious. If it was just a reporting problem or issue, that would have been rectified weeks ago.
Well, correct. And I think, you know, where we really get into their big problem is that the PAC that was located in the same building as the campaign headquarters and the LLC, the PAC that spent money in her race, the chief executive of that PAC was her campaign manager, now chief of staff, Saikat Chakrabarty, and she was on the board of directors of the PAC until Friday of last week, when both of them were removed and replaced on the PAC board.
It's going to be awfully hard to say you didn't know what was going on with the PAC or the LLC when you're on the board and you're directly connected.
That's the problem. Look, I mean, you know, the fake media fact checks on this say, oh, it's not unusual for the same vendor to work for a campaign and for a PAC, and, you know, this structure exists in other places. And, you know, that's kind of true. It is sometimes the case that outside PACs and campaigns will have the same vendor, but when you do that, there's got to be a firewall agreement that the vendor puts different staff on the campaign side from the PAC side, and they're not supposed to talk to each other internally. They have to build a Chinese wall. There are all these rules. Now, in theory, you could say, okay, well, maybe the PAC was active in this race, but they did it properly, and there was a firewall, except it's literally the same people on the PAC side and the campaign side. So it's impossible for them not to have known what the two sides were doing.
And let me ask you this, Phil, because I'm going back in the conversation because I find it more interesting. Something else, because if they're busted here sending money back and forth, okay, that'll play out and we'll see where that goes. And I certainly want to watch that. But I want to go back to Knoxville, Tennessee, to the campaign headquarters where you say a dozen different socialists all had the same building, the same address, the same focal point of their campaigns was at that headquarters in Tennessee, correct?
That's right.
So here's, you know, there's stories that fly around the internet, and maybe you can give me some perspective on this. But there are stories out there, and, you know, with so many things going on, you might dismiss it as, you know, conspiracy theory stuff. But there are stories out there that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was actually selected out of a pool of people put together by her campaign manager and handler, Saikat, and that he and another group of people went in and said, okay, here's our pool of people that we could have run against Crowley. And we select her for her name, for her background, for her charisma, for who she is, and handpicked these people. I mean, handpicking can't. She had no intention of running for anything until she was selected and said, okay, here's what you're going to do. Thoughts?
Well, what this was is this was led by, you know, basically former Bernie Sanders people and Senk, who from the Young Turks and some others, and they put this thing together. The idea was they were going to create a national campaign. It was basically a Bernie Sanders-style socialist campaign, and they were going to run everything. They were going to have the fundraising and the website and all of the staff for doing events and everything. They were going to do all of that centrally from the Knoxville headquarters. And then they were just going to have individual candidates kind of sign on to it and get everything from them. So the whole campaign would sort of be prepackaged.
Right.
And the way they found the individual candidates was they issued a national call for nomination. So anyone could name someone, hey, this would be a good candidate in this district to plug into what you're building. And that's how her name was put in by her brother. And so it is true. You know, some people say, oh, that's a casting call. It's like acting. Well, I mean, you could look at it that way.
Well, I do look at it that way.
Describe it the way they describe it, which is they had a call for nominations for this pre-built campaign. And
America's Got Socialists. Sign up now.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, there it is. America's Got Socialists. You, too, can be a contestant if you make it through the first round. We'll give you $50,000 and $1 million in your campaign fund. I mean, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, though, you know, they had this grand ambition that they were going to be in all 435 districts and they were going to change the whole Congress. Well, I mean, they got about 12 or 15 candidates, and one of them won. She was the only one who won. So it wasn't, you know, this grand ambition of running everywhere.
Yeah, but that one,
it didn't quite come together.
But that one has had tremendous impact, one could certainly argue.
Yeah,
because, I mean, she's everywhere.
Look, I mean, when she says she's the boss of the Democratic Party, it's hard to argue with
that. Well, it is, because there's chaos with the kids. I mean, Rashida Tlaib, Ocasio-Cortez, and Ilhan Omar, along with Ayanna Pressley, I suppose, is a more lesser known. But those three have created nothing but chaos for Nancy. The kids are running the house. The inmates are running the asylum, no question about it. And Nancy's got a problem because all the things are being put out there. National health care, gun control, gun bans, abortion on demand, even after the kid's born, maybe illegal aliens voting, the Green New Deal, open borders, income tax, wealth tax, death tax, anti-Semitism running wild. I mean, it's a mess for the Democrats, and they are alienating all sorts of people that would normally have voted for Democrats, Phil.
But don't forget they also want the voting age to be 16.
Well, of course they do, and they also want to pack the Supreme Court with 15 people and eliminate the Electoral College.
Yep.
You know,
yeah, that's a good rundown. Yeah, that's the agenda.
There it is. Yeah, so there you go. Pack the court, 16 years, which, you know, why don't just make the age 12? Anyhow, I'll give you the last word, Phil.
Well, I'll just mention that you know, this fact pattern, the same person being the campaign manager and also the head of a PAC that was active in a race, we've seen it before. There was a political consultant named Tyler Harbor who did this in a race in the 10th District of Virginia several years ago, and he ended up getting 2 years in jail. And so I don't really see much of a distinction between what Saikat Chakrabarty did and what Tyler Harbor did. And
so who goes? Does Chakrabarty go, or does AOC find herself, you know, getting
run
out?
Well, that is the interesting thing, because in that case, the candidate said he didn't know anything about it, and there was never any evidence that he did. In this case, the candidate herself was also on the PAC board, so I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. Great conversation, Phil. You come back anytime, because I think we're going to have a lot to talk about between now and Election Day 2020, that's for sure. Phil Kirpin, always a pleasure.
All right, have a good one.
President of the American Commitment is Phil Kirpin. Yeah, problems in, you know, in socialist utopia. Problems in socialist land. Hey, straight ahead. Let's see here. We've got Julie Gundlach coming up on the program, but we got a lot to talk about between here and there, including the Roundup case. Sit tight.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Energy cooks our food. It heats our homes. It keeps us on the move, and it powers industry. While energy delivery is important, safe energy delivery is paramount. Enbridge is working with the state of Michigan to build an underground tunnel for Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac. We're replacing energy infrastructure. We're enhancing safety where it matters most. And we're continuing to deliver the energy Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/line5.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
Oh, how about a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't! It's too heavy!
Oh my God! Ah.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! He just looked... I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.